All right. To quote my producer, that's Chris Gerald. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. And we are now going to talk with Kim Simone of Vinitas Wineworks. Did I get it right?
That's correct.
Vinitas. Tell us about Vinitas.
So Vinitas Wineworks was... founded about 3 years ago. I wanted to move away from wine sales and more into wine education. So there was really no place for me in the wine industry where I could do what I wanted to do. So I just up and decided that I needed to start my own company and start my own business in order to do that. So it had been in the works for a little while, and what I really, really love about it is that I get to talk to everyday people about wine and get them really excited about it, but not do it in a way that is, you know, too snobby or too complicated. You know, I make it fun, and I just try to get across to them ways that they can drink a little bit better.
So you said you couldn't do what you wanted to do. What were you doing?
So I was in sales. So I was in wine sales for about 13 years. But I always wanted to be someone who educated people about wine and get out of the selling and more into, you know, just being a resource, I think, for people so that they could, you know, ask me whatever wine questions they wanted to ask without feeling like they then had to buy something from me.
So are you telling me that you're the wine encyclopedia? Is that what it is?
I am a little bit, yeah. You know, I've got a pretty broad knowledge. I do
the
have
Siri
a few
of
things
wine?
That I, the what about wine?
The Siri of wine?
The Siri of
you know,
wine.
Siri, the Siri on your phone, you ask her the questions?
You know, I have quite a few friends who will, like, text me random wine questions at kind of all hours of the day, or they'll be, like, at Trader Joe's, and they're like, help me pick something out.
So you help people to buy wines, to pick wines?
I do. Answer all those questions.
So what do you
too.
Think of the, what is it, Baby Moroni?
Baby Moroni?
Moroni, yeah.
Amarone?
Amarone, yes.
Yes, I like Amarone.
But there's baby Amarone, too.
Like Valpolicella?
I don't know, I guess it's more immature.
But yeah, that's what...
It's younger and sweeter,
I
guess.
Valpolicella isn't necessarily sweeter, but it isn't aged as long, and it's not made necessarily the exact same way as Amarone.
So you are hired by individuals?
Usually. So I do a lot of, like, private events, private parties. But then there's all these other little things that I do. So I'm involved in a wine club in Franklin. We have a radio show about wine down there as well, and a podcast. So we kind of, you know, get our information out that way. What else do I do?
So you get hired by these individuals to do these projects for you. You're all project-based?
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Do you do any work for companies?
I'm starting to get a little bit into doing work for companies. So I've been doing a few fundraisers, networking events, you know, private events where a company will hire me to come in and do something for either their staff or for their clients.
Do you build relationships with the distributors? It's really more about you just knowing about all the wines and how,
a little bit
the
with the distributors. I've worked for a couple of them, so I have some connections there. The relationships that I really like to build are with local retailers, and I'm starting to have more relationships with restaurants as well. But I like having local stores that I can then go in and either talk to the buyers or do things with their customers, or just have some place that locally I can go shop, or that I can recommend that my clients have somewhere to shop. Because Massachusetts is really hard as far as, like, ordering online. We can't really get a whole lot shipped to us from other states. So it really is that if the consumer, you know, finds a wine that they like at a restaurant, you know, it's really up to them to be able to figure out where to go for a local store to find that wine. It's not the easiest thing. And I like to be a resource.
Why Massachusetts?
Massachusetts blue laws are still really kind of backwards. So, yeah.
Well, they're working on all the marijuana laws, but not the alcohol
laws.
Yeah,
you know, we're moving ahead with the marijuana laws, but it's a little difficult still with alcohol. I mean, it all goes back to prohibition.
Right.
And after prohibition, the way that all of the alcohol laws for all the states was set up, it's like we have 50 different little countries because every state has different alcohol laws.
And
it's
this is
not
still
on
a stricter
level.
State, you're saying.
It's a much stricter state, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we're still one of the hardest in the country.
That I knew. I'm not originally from Massachusetts. It's still an adjustment
so,
for me.
You know, it's even hard for somebody to just, you know, if you find a wine that you like, if you go online and you Google it, you still really can't find information on where locally you can buy that. So I like to know kind of what all the local little stores have so that when my clients or my customers or my friends are like, hey, where can I go to buy this? At least I have a little bit of that knowledge. So I like developing those relationships with retailers.
So you work alone?
I work alone. I do have a few people that come and help me in some of my tastings. And then I have those professional relationships with other people in the industry that sometimes
you're sort of like a wine event planner.
Kind of, yeah.
Is that correct?
That's, yeah.
You're a vertical dive into event planning.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of everything. You know, it's the event planning, it's the classes. I assistant teach at Boston University as well in their wine studies, their gastronomy program. So it's a lot of little things that I've sort of put together where I can do a bunch of things that I really love.
And you're self-employed.
I am.
And you like that a lot better?
You know, it has its ups and downs, but I do like it. I like the flexibility. I like being my own boss. I do miss the camaraderie of having coworkers that I see every day.
Right.
I really miss that about my retail days because I had some really good people that I worked with. So I sort of miss that. But I've got networking groups that I'm a part of that kind of fill that gap a little bit.
And the networking groups sort of help you to get your name out for people who want
your
services.
You know, get my name out there. But I also like feeling like I've got a bit of a team behind me and having other professionals that I can bounce information off of or get, you know, advice from them. And that makes me feel like I'm tied into the business community, which is nice.
So do you feel this is sustainable for you?
I sure hope so. I don't necessarily know what direction it's going to grow in, but it's been getting better and better every year. So I'm running with it and I really love it.
Interesting. And do you have to keep any stock yourself or not really?
Not at this point. I pretty much just get in what I need on a case-by-case basis so that I can make my events as unique as possible. Everyone is different, so I like to structure it as when I have an event and I'm working with the host, you know, together we choose whatever the theme is going to be, and then I will choose the wines based on that theme. So I like to make it as personal as possible.
Interesting. Now, I'll just ask you personal, what do you like to drink?
What do I like to drink? It depends on what I'm eating. It depends on the season. I'm a little more of, you know, rosés in the summertime, a little bit more of a white wine drinker than a red wine drinker, but I love bubbles. So anything with bubbles in it. I love champagne, cava, Cremant from France. If it's bubbly, I'm there.
Prosecco?
I like Prosecco. Yeah, there's a lot out there, and there's
this
a lot
is,
more
this is
than
the
Euro people.
Prosecco for my wife. Kim, if somebody wants to find you in Vinitas Wine Works, how would they do that?
So I do have a website. It's vinitaswineworks.com. I'm also on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. And on Facebook, our radio program can be found at The Wonderful World of Wine.
So wow. Good name.
Yeah, we love it. So it's a colleague in Franklin and myself. And every week we talk about just different trends in the wine industry and try to answer some questions for people.
Well, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And continued good luck.
Thanks very much.
Great. We're going to take a break. Remind everybody, this is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm here with Chris Jarrell and Alex Cooper. Feel better. And we've been speaking with Kim Simone of Vinitas Wineworks, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.